It's Sky Radio in the afternoon. Please welcome to the show, Charlie XCX.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. If we may begin on a morbid note, can we talk about your fascination with funerals?
Don't you just think they're great? Like, I kind of think, even though they're a very sad day, I also think they're, like, so filled with, like, beautiful imagery, you know, flowers and coffins. I think they're really pretty, and so I wanted to make a music video out of one, which I did.
I feel like a brilliant music video, but maybe not representative of many of the funerals that I've been to, so you maybe some artistic license on that.
What do you not see, like, half naked girls dancing on gravestones at the funerals that you go to? Because I do. No, I'm kidding, I wish.
Yeah, surprisingly not. No, maybe I'm just not going to the right type of funerals, or I'm keeping it too local. And the podcast for BBC Sounds, you and Mark Ronson had a beautiful conversation. You've revealed it before. LMFAO for your funeral, really?
Yeah, sorry for party rocking. Come on, that's an anthem.
Where did that come from, though? And why did you land on that conclusion? This is the song, that's it, I'm sticking to my guns. Because it wasn't just today or yesterday. You've been running with this for years.
Yeah, well, you know, I love the idea of sort of like planning a funeral in advance, because I think it is kind of like the final representation of a person, right? You know, it's like the last party, and it's supposed to be this event that sort of represents exactly what the person is like and who they were friends with and who they were about. So as you mentioned, like, I have this podcast and I decided to ask my guests, what is the best song ever to play at your funeral? Because, like, the whole podcast is about the best songs for certain life situations. And when someone asked me that, I chose LMFAO, Sorry for Party Rocking, because I love to party. I want people to be able to cry at my funeral and be sad, but also I want them to rave. Like, let's go out on a high, you know. So I had to put my boys, LMFAO, right there in the number one spot.
It's that last punching impact. I have departed from this world, but I'm leaving you with something to remember me by.
There you go, exactly.
Would it be the ultimate tribute to you if someone was to pick one of your songs as their final song?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I'd be absolutely honoured. That would be amazing.
Is Charlie XCX submitting to Charlie SFX and going more mainstream?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose in a way, I suppose I'm just kind of exploring like the more pop side of me, which has always been a part of me. But I suppose I've definitely for the past few years been going down a more like experimental route. But, you know, I've always loved pop music. I've always made pop music. I just think some people didn't deem it as pop music. But, you know, now I'm definitely really into more classic kind of traditional structures. But there will always be that bit of like weird to me, so I can't fight it. I just am who I am.
Looking back to 2020 and the project you undertook where you were making the album with the input of your fans and the documentary as well that went along with it, I'm just really interested to hear what drove you to be so revealing and open with your followers.
Well, I felt at that point in time, at the beginning of the pandemic, a lot of people were kind of in the same position for the first time in life, you know? Everyone was kind of inside, going through the same experience, grappling with the same kind of life questions. And whilst I don't think that my album like saved anyone or like changed anything on like a grand scheme of things, I do think for my fans in particular, it was almost therapeutic to be able to converse and collaborate with me, being in the same situation as me and sort of like airing it all out. So I think I did it for that. And also I just did it for myself. You know, it was therapeutic for me. It was a way of release and expression. And it also gave me a purpose. And actually, once I put the album out, I had a complete breakdown because I was like, who am I? What am I here for? You know? So I kind of had, I think, a reaction a lot of people had at the beginning, like 5 weeks later, because I'd been like filling my time up to not have to deal with it, you know? So yeah, I think those were kind of the reasons, really.
Do you struggle with that question who you are as a person, who am I in this world? Is it an ongoing thing, or does it come in bursts, like you said?
Yeah, you know, I think it comes in bursts, honestly, and I don't think I'm alone in that. I think that we all sort of, from time to time, struggle with those big questions, like, is it all worth it? Who are we? Like, where are we going? What's the point? You know, and it's, I think, a day-by-day thing. You know, some days I don't think about that kind of thing at all, and I feel exceptionally confident in who I am and what I'm doing. And other days I feel the opposite, you know? But I think that's just part of being human.
Boom, clap. That's the song that really set off our musical guest today into stardom. Her name is Charlie XCX. But being a star comes with consequences, upsides, downsides. Has Charlie XCX ever been scared by her fame?
Yes, it has, on a few occasions. One, if I ever do something that I don't like, you know, if I do something and then I think, why did I do that? That's not the kind of person I want to be, or like the thing that I want to say, or the way that I want to treat someone, you know, like I think then. And also just on a more like logistical level, like anytime like my safety has been threatened, or my friend's safety because they're with me or staying in the same place as me, but unfortunately that hasn't happened like a lot. I know that some people get that a lot, and so, you know, that's lucky.
When you speak about doing something that, not that you're not proud of, but there's a vulnerability, maybe an exposure, I've given something of myself to the world, whether it's through Instagram or in person, that exposure-ness, that can be scary.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, it's like, it's kind of the same with the like back and forth mindset of like feeling good, right? Sometimes posting on Instagram doesn't feel like anything. You're like, yeah, cool, did it, done. And then sometimes you post something on Instagram and you're like, oh, I hate myself, everyone hates me. And, you know, I think that can be transferred across like any output in life for anyone. But I think, unfortunately, that's just like the internet and 2021. So we all have to deal with it, don't we?
Thus is life.
Yeah.
Charlie XCX, joy to talk with you. First time, hopefully it won't be the last. And also, you make a great presenter.
Thanks.
Not many people can make the transition from music or being in showbiz to presenting a podcast and actually having a very good conversation, but it was a pleasure to listen to you. You're a natural.
Oh, that's really sweet of you. Thank you very much.
And I love the way you give Mark Ronson loads of abuse and just tell him exactly what you think. Also, throwing ice at DJs, not a fan, but I understand the appeal.
Yeah, I know. It had to be done.
Charlie, thank you so much.
This was wonderful. Thank you so much.
There's a great story she tells of actually getting kicked out of one of Mark Ronson's gigs for flinging ice cubes at his head, even though they were quite friendly. She is a brilliant presenter.
All I'd say, if you're going to see Dave and Downing's on the 30th of October, not a drop of ice. Honestly.
Please. They're actually quite sore to the head, would you believe? This is the latest one from Charlie XCX. Good ones! I always let the good ones go.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fionnuala. Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.